KLJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day to you. I'm Marie Rock, and welcome to the Leech Lake Division of Resource Management Program. Joining me in the studio today is Bobby Henderson from the Leech Lake Division of Resource Management. Hi, Bobby. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Marie.
What's your title again?
My title, I'm the Botanist and Invasive Species Coordinator.
Okay. Today we're going to talk about wildflowers, particularly orchids. What is an orchid?
Orchids. Well, basically, orchids are anything that belong to the orchid family. They constitute the largest family of flowering plants on the globe. There's approximately 25,000 species of orchids worldwide, most of which are in the tropics.
Okay.
The U.S. has approximately 208 species of orchids, and Minnesota, we're blessed with 46 known species. Most people recognize the state flower, the showy lady slipper, which is an orchid.
If there are so many species, then why are they difficult to find? I've never seen a lady slipper, actually.
Well, for the most part, orchids, being a botanist, I find that they're not that difficult to find. I find them in a number of places. But there are some factors there, environmental factors and habitat requirements that they need. So they can be tricky to find, but okay. Given 15 minutes in the woods, I can find at least one.
Cool.
The environmental factors and habitat requirements, probably the biggest one is a fungus in the soil called mycorrhiza. And the mycorrhiza and the orchid have somewhat of a symbiotic relationship. Of course, the orchid, it benefits more from the mycorrhiza than the other way around. The way it works, the fungus or the fungi provides water, nutrients, and carbohydrates to the orchid. In exchange, the fungi receives a little bit of nutrients back from the orchid. It's almost more of a parasitism than a mutualistic relationship.
Sounds like a bad relationship to me.
As far as habitat requirements, I find orchids in bogs, swamps, pine forests, hardwood forests, wet meadows, dry meadows, roadsides. I find them just about everywhere.
Wow, okay.
One of the big things with searching for orchids is many of them are not large and not showy. We see our showy lady slipper, and you know, sometimes I see them waist high with a flower the size of your fist, to where other species are maybe 1 to 2 inches tall and have a flower the size of a kernel of wheat. And another thing is a lot of people don't recognize the plant when it's out of bloom, so they probably actually see orchids, they just don't recognize them because they're not blooming when they see them. Mm-hmm. And then some orchids in the state are very, very rare. They're either at the extent of their natural range or due to human impact, the habitat has become scarce.
Okay.
And yeah.
All right. How many species are in our area of Leech Lake Reservation?
Within the Leech Lake Reservation and Chippewa National Forest boundaries, I personally have observed 33 of the 46 species within the state.
Wow.
Six of the seven lady slipper grow here. The fairy slipper, stemless lady slipper, large and small yellows, the ram's head lady slipper, and the showy lady slipper.
Are those, okay, let's say, is the showy lady slipper, that is the state flower, right?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the only one that's illegal to obtain? Or can you obtain the other ones, or how does that work?
Well, actually, from what I've read, it's not necessarily illegal to collect any of our native orchids, but I typically don't recommend it.
All right.
And there's a number of reasons I'll get into on that.
Okay.
But here on Leech Lake Reservation and within the Chippewa National Forest boundaries, we recognize six species at the LLDRM, which are threatened, endangered, or sensitive. And those are fairly rare. They're kind of tough to find.
Okay.
But that's because they're either threatened or endangered. And the fairy slipper, which is my all-time favorite. Dragon's mouth, which that's another pretty one. Ram's head lady slipper, those are quite nice. The bog adder's mouth and the white adder's mouth, those are two really small species I was talking about earlier.
Okay.
They're very easy to overlook. And lastly is the club spur orchid. And that one there, I've only seen it twice. It's pretty rare in this part of the state, but you get up into the Arrowhead region and it's much more common.
Wow, okay. When is the best time to look for orchids in bloom?
Well, that's always a good question there because they don't all bloom at the same time. They bloom starting early spring and go to the end of summer, early fall. Basically, the bloom season is from May to September. There's a lot of books and information regarding habitat and bloom period for our native orchids, and always recommend, if people are interested and serious about hunting for orchids, get some books and do some reading.
Kind of like bird watching, doing orchid watching, huh?
Yes, except they don't get up and fly away or run away from you.
You can at least get a picture of them. Where can I find orchids?
Now, I say this facetiously. I'm asked that question a lot in the woods, in the forest, the swamp, and the bogs. Part of the orchid hunting experience is actually getting out and discovering where and when to look for them in bloom. And, yeah, that's one thing that makes it kind of enjoyable.
Okay.
But I can give some hints. June and July are probably the best months to go look for orchids.
Where there's most bugs and it's hot. And
mosquito season.
Yeah, there you go. Go out and feed the mosquitoes and the deer flies. All righty. What are some of the issues wild orchids face?
Well, as I stated, some are quite rare, and they're rare for a number of reasons. Poaching of orchids, that's kind of a big issue. And the reason it takes many years for orchids to develop from seed into a mature flowering plant, sometimes up to 20 years from the time it's a seed until it produces its first flower.
Wow.
You know, a lot of species, they'll live for quite a long time, but they die really quickly when they're transplanted from their natural habitat into someone's flower garden. And the reason they die is because environmental factors they need are not there. And our deer populations, deer herbivory, it has a big impact on orchids. They like to eat the flowers. Habitat impacts and changes, that's always a big issue. And, of course, invasive species. Orchids don't do very well against invasives.
What type of invasive species are you talking about here?
The invasive plants, a lot of the weedy species.
Okay. Besides plants, are there any, like, insects that kind of like to dine on orchids, too?
There are always insects that will... Insects are they're needed for pollination, mm-hmm. but as far as any invasives on the insects that affect the orchids, I'm unaware of any.
Okay, cool. Everybody likes a pretty flower. What do you want, right?
Yeah.
All righty. Bobby, thanks so much for coming in. If anybody has any questions on orchids or invasive species, how do we get a hold of you?
I can be contacted at 218-335-7442.
Okay, and you're located...
In Cass Lake.
All right. Is that just south on 371 there?
Yes.
Awesome. All righty.
And if you can, don't pluck it and bring it to me, but if you can take a picture, I'd be happy to identify it for you.
Yeah, kind of defeat the purpose if they plucked it, huh? Oh, my goodness. All right. Bobby, thanks so much for coming in. That's going to wrap it up for this time for the Leech Lake Division of Resource Management Program. I'm Marie Rock for KOJV 90.1 The Eagle.